Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Hey, good evening, everybody in the UK or wherever you are in the world. We've got Lionel back, and Trump has been making moves. We've also got the possible release of the Epstein list, which is a huge thing we're going to be talking about. But if you've got any questions for Lionel at all, we're open to anything, and his links are all in the description box below this video. If you want to support his channel, his wife's channel, or stalk him on X. And thank you for coming on, Lionel.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This is critical stuff.
You know, we've seen many politicians posture that, you know, this list is going to get released, etc., but nothing has ever happened. Do you take Pam Bondi at her word?
Yes, absolutely. First and foremost, I have known her for years. We were prosecutors together years ago in the same office, and she's from my hometown, and she is a straight arrow. And if she was told by President Trump she's going to do this, she's going to do this. But Sean, you and I have to get to the bottom of something, and I want to talk about something if I could, just for the sake of argument here, or the sake of clarity. I don't know how it is in your country, but there is a connection here to the country, to the state of Israel, let me just say this: Epstein, Les Wexner, Ehud Barak, Alan Dershowitz. Not that they are involved per se, but when you have, if I said Emmanuel Macron, Juval de Don, Prime Minister, you'd say, hey, I think there's a French connection there. I think it just makes sense. In my country now, it's the third rail. You don't say it. So if you want to talk about getting to the bottom of Epstein, let's talk about who he is, where is he from, who was involved, and not just a list. The list is important. Why does he have a list? Who is he? Where did this guy come from? He doesn't even have an education. He all of a sudden, he's a billionaire created out of nowhere. Look, in New York, I know probably, this sounds weird, but, and it's not just me, more billionaires than you can imagine. They're not that rare here. And the hedge funders and the people involved in this will always say, I know the name of everybody. I know everybody. Nobody heard of him. What does he do? Who is he? He has one client, Les Wexner, from Victoria's Secret fame. He's connected all of a sudden to science and universities. So before you get to the list, who is he? How does a former prime minister of Israel even become associated with somebody? That's all. Now, throw into this Ghislaine Maxwell, her father. Here, if you have something, Sean, I want you to know something from the bottom of my heart. I have no hate in my mind for any religion or non-religion or anything along those lines. I am not in any way anti-Semitic or anything, but that's where we're going. Two examples, if I could. The other night, Tucker Carlson was speaking, and he said, you know, I was... And he mentioned Barry Weiss. Barry Weiss is, I think she has a, I forget the name of her forum or whatever it is. And Tucker said, you know what's the weirdest thing? If I didn't If I didn't know, if I in any way am not advocating war with Iran, or if I'm not with people who are advocating a war with Iran or attacking Iran, and I'm thinking to myself, why is Tucker Carlson talking like that? Who is promoting or advocating your adherence to the belief that you must advocate a war with Iran? I'm saying, Tucker, say it. You mean Netanyahu? You mean what? Then the other day, Don Bongino, who is the assistant or the associate assistant director of the FBI, said as follows. He was on the Tim Pool show or something. I don't know when this was, but I could tell from the style. This is Bongino saying. He said, you know, I heard it from somebody, and I'm not going to mention who, but I've heard this idea that Epstein may not have been keeping all of these films or records or whatever it is for his own personal kink. He might be a part of or connected with some, and here we go, Middle Eastern country. And I'm thinking, Syria? Jordan? What are you talking about? So would you, why are you not saying this? What do you mean Middle Eastern? It's Israel. Just say it. There's nothing wrong. I don't understand it. So if we're going to get into this, if we're going to talk about it, you have to ask, who is Epstein? Who is he with? Is it impossible to think that a country with arguably one of the most famous intel agencies in the world would want to have access to the most powerful people on the planet involved in activities that could possibly be used later on for extortion for their own purposes? The honeypot. We have done this. Every country since Mata Hari. Anyway. So that's the first thing. Do you really want to know about this? Because if we're going to talk about Middle Eastern countries, then just forget it. Just here's your list. Here's a list. Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew. Okay, here's your list, Sean. There you go. You happy? There's your list. Let's move on. Nobody wants the list. Who is he? What does he want? Where are the records? Everybody who ever went to his home said, he's got cameras everywhere. Why does a person have cameras everywhere? Why do we keep saying, I keep thinking the word list is throwing us off. It's almost like a limited hangout. So if you don't want to find out what it is, if you really don't want to get deep, then don't bring it up. I don't think people really want to get to the bottom of this. I think they're just so afraid. I don't know why.
So I've written a book called Who Killed Epstein, and we interviewed a lot of people, including Ryan Dawson, Whitney Webb, and they've been researching this for years. I mean, Ryan Dawson was for decades, and it all traced back to a complex intelligence agency network involving the Mossad in cooperation with the CIA, hand-me-down business from, Captain Bob, Robert Maxwell, Glenn's dad, and how Jeffrey was brought in before the mainstream media said, you know, she was mourning her dead dad and went out there and met Jeffrey. But according to Ari Ben-Menashe, who worked for Israeli intelligence, who we interviewed also, he said that Captain Bob brought Jeffrey in and introduced them before Glenn went to America. So, yeah, there's a lot more than the mainstream media is portraying.
And also, when he was a teacher, or at one of the most exclusive schools here, the Dalton School here in New York. And who was responsible for that? Robert Barr's father, Bob Barr, the former attorney general. His father was, I think, headmaster or something. I'm not saying he's involved with this. But here's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're not really serious about getting down to business. Do you remember, Sean, the old days of the bare knuckle? Why you? Come here, you. And they would, and we would go around in circles, and nobody would hit anybody. We would just say, why you? I knew this friend of mine, this Irish fellow, who whenever he would always threaten the people, he would go like this, take his wife. He never fought anybody. He just took his jewelry off, and he scared people. He just did like this. That's what we're doing with Epstein. We're just talking about it. We're just going like this. So what do you want to talk about? The same thing we're finding. We're going to get to the bottom of, who was it today? The Daily Mail. Somebody said there were two shooters with JFK. It's like, are we? I give up. Are you just coming around to this? So look, if you want to get down to business, let's get down to business. Let's find out what's happening. I think, and I don't know if they're saying, here's the list of who was involved. And the thing that I find interesting, now to show you how Machiavellian I am, if I was President Trump, I'm saying, I'm not going to give anybody up. I want that list too. I want to use them. once I say, oh, it's Sean, it says Sean Atwood. Well, we can't use him anymore. As opposed to, hey, Sean, listen. Do you know the story about J. Edgar Hoover years ago?
Which story? There's a lot of them.
J. Edgar Hoover was, for those, he was the director, the most dangerous man. He was the director of the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He was there and kept every year. We had this mandatory retirement. He was like 105. So old he farts dust. Remember that? The guy was ancient. And they said, why aren't they getting rid of him? Why aren't they getting rid of him? What are you kidding me? And what he would do is, he was famous. He would go to your office and say, Congressman, let's say you were on the committee that was responsible for funding the FBI. I would go to you and say, Congressman, yes, may I speak with you? Yes, Director. Listen, we found out this information, but don't worry. We caught it just in time. You know about you and the duck in the otter outfit, dressed in the woodchuck outfit, squatting over a goldfish bowl? Yeah, we have these pictures. But don't worry. Nobody's going to find out. You've got friends in us. Don't worry about it. Now, by the way, about my budget for next year. Don't worry about your budget. Whatever you need, you've got it. Okay. So if I'm President Trump, why do I want to go? Why do I want to go to, let's say, Bill Gates? Not that I'm saying it, but let's just assume. Why would I want to give that up? I would say, no, Bill, I take care of. We're not going to give this up. Who would want? I'll give up somebody you never heard of, somebody who, whatever it is. But I mean, do you really want to play this game or not? Is there? And what good do you think this is going to bring? What good is it? Let me go one step further. Today with AI, all you got to do is say, I don't know what that is. No, this is real. Well, you say it's real, but no, this is film. Remember the days of Roswell? Remember the Roswell when they had Jesse Marcel? He held a newspaper. He had something. Because it was film, you could actually read it, and you couldn't. Anyway, that's kind of what this is. So the point is, what good is this? Now, what if you said, okay, I've got this. Let's say we have somebody who happened to be of a, you got to be careful how we say this. Let's say somebody who was of a particular age that would have been a problem years ago. Okay. Has she signed a deal? Yes. What if she says, well, I'm not going to testify. Excuse me, honey. You're going to testify. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. This is a prosecution. Well, I signed a deal for whatever. Well, that's a civil deal. You signed an agreement, a release, or whatever, hold harmless, or a non-disclosure agreement. We don't care about that. We're going to subpoena you. Well, I'm not going to testify. I don't remember anything. It never happened. So what are you going to do? So where's this all going? Who out there is going to say, I'll testify. I'll testify. I was 8 years old. Okay, who are you? All right. What are you going to do? Who's going to believe this? And then we get back into this story, the same thing that we talk about when we talk about Diddy and everybody else. What happened? Where were you? When was this? Uh-huh. Who was there? Did you tell anybody? Did you? Okay. Yeah, okay. You want to go to trial with this? You want to take on? And again, I'm not saying Bill Gates. I'm just trying to think of a name. Prince Andrew. You want to go to trial against Prince Andrew? Unless you've got something. What are you going to do? That's him. Oh, this again? We've already been through the Jouffre thing where he doesn't sweat. I don't understand. So what I'm trying to do is, this is the most important thing in the world. Yes, go ahead and release this list, but what does it mean? That's not the issue. The issue is who hired him. How long were you working?
Let me address this one. So esoteric teachings. So Nick Bryan released the Black Book, which was Glenn's contacts. It was labeled as Epstein's Black Book. But so that was just the Black Book that Nick Bryant released. And we've had him on the channel multiple times. I've been on his. This is, what could you differentiate between the Black Book and the client list, Lionel?
Who's, okay. In court, somebody has to authenticate this. I've got a book right here. I got the book right here. Right there, here it is. Sean Atwood. See, right there. What about it? Just, there's his name. Whose name? It's Ghislaine's book. It says Sean Atwood. There's his phone. It's his number. Yeah, that's my number. Likes it rough. I don't know what it is. What does this mean? Great. He's in a book. He's got a book. There you go. What? So if you have the files, bring it on. Is that your name? That's my name, all right. Yeah. I've got one, so, and you can say it's funny, and I wish somebody would say, let's say it's Mr. Jones is a prosecutor. Mr. Jones, I'm glad you brought this up. Yeah, I've got a book too. I got your name in my book. What? I got a book too. What's that book? I'm not going to show you my book. He's got a book. What do these books mean? This is the point. The issue is simply this. Forget the list. Who is he? What was he doing? Who is he working with? Call Ehud Barak. Call him. Call people. Call Les Wexner. Call these folks. Who is he? What did he do? And as Jeff says, where are these recordings? If this is indeed a honeypot or an extortion room, it's not the list you're going to use, somebody. It's the actual recording. And you also have to, and again, let's talk about something. Authentication. Authentication is something which in court, you either say, what is it you're showing me? What is this? This is a tape. This is what we say in court. Mr. Atwood, is this a true and accurate depiction of what occurred when it was taken? And you would say, I don't know about that. I wasn't there when it was taken, but this is what we seized. Fine. Is this a true and accurate depiction of this person with, let's say, Prince Andrew? I'm just giving a name. I don't know that. Was it adulterated? Was it altered? What was it? Is this a person? I think this is Jouffre. Call her. She said, that's not me. Okay, where are we going with this? Okay, so now we got the tapes. Now we got the book. And the prosecutor's thinking, what a piece of garbage I've got here. What is this case? That's not what I want to know. Who do you work for? That's what I want to know. Who cares about, who's got the information? Do you know anything about? And what's interesting too is a great way to destroy the information, the great way to destroy the information or the worth of it is right now. It's worthless. We've talked about it for so much, whatever this thing was. And by the way, these days are, those old honeypot days are over with. Too much work. You got to get somebody in. You got to roll the tape. People are going to be able to use other perhaps electronic devices. Maybe they'll be able to plant things on you. Who's going to believe it? Who's going to believe it? Hey, Atwood, we got pictures of you with a duck. Oh, that again? Is that the best you can do? No, we've got it. Nobody's going to believe anything anymore. So what I'm saying is we want to know, the most important thing is who offed him. That's the important thing. Why? Forget the list. This is a limited hangout. It's like using this leader, this diversion. That's not what I want to know. Who is it?
So Anne wants to know, Pam Bondi told us it is on her desk. Mm-hmm. What do you think her response will be if she doesn't release it?
What will her response be? I don't know. I think they're going to release something. And I think they're going to have this thing called the client list. Boom. You know, here it is. You know, they're. But again, I would say to Mr. President Trump, if you've got any dirt, don't let it out. Use it. What are you doing? I've got people. You know who this guy is? Who? I don't know. He's just from Honduras. Who? I don't even know. I'm just using them. That's what I would want to know. But most importantly, what happened to him? That's the issue. That's the issue. Only we can miss the most important part. How do you off somebody in a federal prison, a federal jail? How do you do this? Like that. Bring in the forensics. Everybody likes forensics, right? CSI and that sort of stuff. Don't you like? That's the good stuff. See, I love that. Give me things. I remember if we're doing like a DUI or a drink driving, as you would say, give me a blood alcohol number. Forget the other stuff. Give me a 0.9. Oh, my God. Bring somebody in who say, let's explain this to you. Here's his picture, folks. Wow. Most people have never seen a picture. It's very interesting. And we have this rule called 403 evidence, where you have to show that evidence that is relevant cannot be used if it's tending to mislead or shock or whatever it is. It's if its probative value is out. Oh, wait. Okay. So you have the picture and we have the deep cuts into us. And then you show the cloth. And said, this cloth could not have, look at it, tear, could not have done this. This was like, then we talk about the hyoid bone. This thing right here, just look under your chin, drop it under your mandible, all the way in the back. It's the only bone that's not connected to anything, all the way in the back. And the only way it's crushed is either, if ever there's strangulation, asphyxiation, anterior to posterior like this, or maybe if you're playing football or rugby and you got a clothesline or something like that, very rare. It affects the way your tongue is. Anyway, it's there, shattered. Here it is. You don't get that by just hanging. You don't get this. Then the thyroid cartilage, right next to it, shattered, same thing. Then you look at the eyes, petechial hemorrhaging from the pressure, and the little sclera, the little hemorrhagic burst. And then lividity, the livor mortis. When you stop breathing, your heart starts pumping, the blood pools. Oh, you've got all this stuff. And you can say, this ain't somebody who decides to say goodbye, cruel world, in his cell. Not only that, he was so big, you couldn't have even supported. Anyway, that's what I want to know. Because the official rule to this day, stated by Bill Barr, the son of the old headmaster, the ex-attorney general, Pam Bondi's sort of predecessor, he said it was self-dispatch. And there's no way. Once we get to that, so that there's no, we'll get to the list later. I want everybody to understand. He was taken out. Who did it? Why? Keep going.
You got a question?
That's it. Yes.
From Anne. Do you think Patel and Bondi will look into what you are saying, Lionel, how he was unalived?
Well, I think that the first thing they have to do is to always act in a way that is consistent with and commensurate with what President Trump views. Remember, he works for them. Now, what I have no problem, what I would do is I'd say, here is the file. Let me just release it. Here it is. Do what you want. We know the number. We know the name. Here it is. What do you think? Let the sleuths get to the bottom. You see, the people, the crowdsource folks are the best ever. Let the internet folks, here it is, folks, have a big like WikiLeaks drop. Here it is, folks. Have at it. What do you think? And then let them like a rats going after this thing, this feeding on this. Let them see this. Now, what happens when President Trump picks up the phone and says, Donald, yes, blank, you're not going to let that loose, are you? Yes, we are. He's going to get a lot of people saying, and guess who would be calling him saying, I don't want you to let that out. Well, why not? You know why not. Oh, now you're pretending like we're supposed to. We know what happened. Everybody knows what happened. So it's great. So what Pam Bondi should do is, what I would do is say, here it is. Everybody clear it for declassified. Dump it. There it is. Same thing with the JFK files. You want to see the files? Here they are. It's 60 whatever years ago. Go ahead. Have at it. Have at it. Go through 50, 100,000 files. Go ahead and do it. And people will love it.
Got a question from Bailey. Mm-hmm. Will there be a federal investigation if all these tapes and lists are found?
I would think so. But it could get very, very embarrassing. What is he going to do? What is he going to do? Call who? Les Wexner? Ehud Barak? Bring him in? Oh, God. I mean, you want to go ahead. But listen, all you folks were there. You didn't seem to care about this. Didn't bother you. So I'm sure you got to, you have nothing to do. There was nothing wrong with it. There were people who were there. You got nothing to hide. How can, you know what's funny, Sean? You got to ask yourself, how can people who were so supposedly so smart be so stupid? Let me just explain something to you. Let's assume you're Prince Andrew. I'm going to say to you, listen, I got an MI6 here. Now, I know you probably know this, but I'm going to say, don't ever say I didn't tell you. Are you out of your flipping mind going with this guy? Do you know who he is? He's being watched by everyone. He's probably, but every time you walk in, do you understand what you're doing? What do you understand who you are? Do I have to remind you of what you're going with this guy? Do you remember what Prince Andrew said? He said that they said, why did you stay there? And he said, well, because, and he tried to make it sound like for purposes of travel, this is the worst. The Upper East Side, you're staying there in these little, it's the worst place to be to get to the airport or wherever it is. It doesn't make any sense. He's an idiot. He does these things without even thinking. And he just figures after a while, you've seen this, I'm Prince Andrew. I don't have to worry about this. You don't understand who I am. I've spent my life in a world getting out of one since the days of Kustark and this and that. I'm untouchable. I don't have to worry about this stuff. Mortals worry about that. I'm, come on. And then one day they say, well, guess what? Things have changed. It happens all the time. I can't believe the number of people who do things on a regular basis that are just so stupid. Andrew Puberty spoken to Jeffrey after the fact. After the fact? What fact? You're like a post-mortem seance?
After he'd been convicted, I think that means.
Well, here is the thing. You've got to really ask the question. How much did he end up paying? He paid something or whatever it was. I'm not sure what the story was, but you've got to ask yourself the question. When these people, I don't understand this, why anybody would want to go, again, he most probably was told by MI5, 6, whoever it was, don't go there. Listen, if you want such and such, I promise you, we can arrange for that. People who don't know who you are, people who, whatever it is, if you're insistent upon this, we will take care of this. We'll be your alibi. We'll do it in-house. Nobody would, you know, you would think that's the way most people would do. But these people figure, no, no, Sean, you don't understand. I don't worry about that. There he is walking in Central Park and they're walking together. And here's the best part too, Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, once Ghislaine Maxwell is done, she served her time and they can't you know, try her for this again. She ended up being found guilty of basically nothing. And they most probably said, it will be a very good idea for you to do your time. It's not going to be very big. Your family will be protected. And then when you get done, well, you know, something. Here's a little slip of paper. You like Bitcoin? Good. Here's a number for you. Write this down. Here you go. You're okay. Because that's the one, too. You really need to sit down and ask these people under some form of grand jury or something, if any of these people can even speak, if they are not privileged, if any of them can say anything. But the issue is not, yet again, the list. The list is unimportant. It's a name. And they say, I don't know. Of course I knew him. By the way, do you know how many people? Yeah, 2.7 million.
That's the Queen. That's just Queen Elizabeth's contribution was $2 million or $2.7 million. But the total was $12 million to Prince Andrew's settlement, partially paid by the Queen, the Duchy of... And Virginia put some of it in her charity to help survivors as well.
Right. I mean, this is the again, he's off the, you know, but going back to what's going on, do you know how often this happens? Do you know how often in how many countries and how many? I mean, this is the real story. What I want people to do, more important, is to keep going and say, let's don't stop with this. Let's talk about Hollywood. Let's talk about the music business. Let's talk about this world where human beings are treated like cattle, where they are treated like props, where they are just animals. They mean nothing. It's not just there. It's a mindset. There are people who go. There is, you know, people who travel. There is this tourism that, I mean, if we really understood how depraved people are, and not necessarily people who are in, you know, monarchies and crown, but just regular people, tourism and people. We have in this country, we had this thing, maybe you do as well. It was called unaccompanied minors. This was my favorite. They gave it a name, unaccompanied minors. Now, they were kind of accompanied, but they were people coming, there were kids coming in across the border. We didn't know who they were. They had no name. They had no birth certificate. They're from somewhere. And they, whatever they say, who, you know, their parents, what is your name? No, nobody's asking them any question. They go in and they're lost. We have a thing called CPS, Child Protective Services. There's all these names with these agencies to watch these kids. And they're never seen from again. Never. Just gone. Because they were never here. And they were unaccompanied minors. Then there were people who would come in with 2, 3, 4 kids. Who were you? These are my children. They didn't do DNA testing. They didn't care about this. They said, okay, come on in. This is nothing. Truck stops all over the country. Truck stops, hotels, motels. It is when you get into this. I mean, he's probably some of the most respectable. I hate to say it, if there is such a thing. That's the thing. Keep digging. Don't just stop with him. I want everybody's idea, everybody's interest to be insatiable. I want everybody to turn. I want human beings to say, put it this way. You know how people go crazy over animal cruelty? That's the one that kills me. They go bananas. If you heard a jog, I remember one time they said, in Afghanistan, after we abandoned all these Afghanis, people said, well, what are you going to do? They said, no, you don't understand. The Taliban, yeah, well, whatever. And then somebody said, but what about the dogs? The dogs? Oh, you mean there's dogs? I said, you care about dogs? It's weird. People care more about mistreatment of animals and pets than children. It's the most bizarre thing in the world. So
Bailey wants to know about Jeffrey's relationship with the Clintons.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Bailey?
Yeah, oh. She wants to know about Jeffrey's relationship with the Clintons.
Well, put it this way. At this point, Bill is looking really bad. Have you ever heard about the Sicilian flu? You know about that, right? Whenever you feel the pinch or you feel an indictment coming, all the mobsters in it, you get real old and you have heart problems and you just, and then Bill is looking real bad. Bill cannot close his mouth. Flies go in. He can't close his mouth. He walks around. He doesn't say anything. No, watch him. Seriously. He doesn't. He's walking around. He doesn't know what you're talking about. Bill, what about Jeffrey? Cut that out, Bill. Now answer me a question.
I don't know what Jeffrey.
Now he was doing great. He was doing great when Joe Biden, put it this way, Joe Biden, see, we have a very weird thing with mental illness in our country. We elect presidents. It doesn't really matter unless you're asked to testify. We'll elect you president. That's okay. You'll be fine. But charge you with a crime? Oh, no, you can't bring. Well, Bill's, he's too sick. But Biden's walking around, you know, dropping a load in his pants. That's okay. But this is a different story. But I'm sure they were. Listen, it's the. Do you remember? Listen, do you know what's happening right now? Let me go back a little bit. There's stuff coming out right now that nobody talked about before. Now there's a, put it this way. There was a while back when people were suggesting that Barack and Michelle Obama was not exactly what you thought she was. You know what I mean? There was kind of like a joke. Obama said one time, you know, and they thought, oh, okay. And I thought to myself, all right, maybe that's kind of strange. All right, okay. And it kind of went away. It's back. Look at this, Virginia. Hey, just saw Lionel's video with Lens Warriors. Yes, see that. Very good. Thank you, Ben, Virginia. Thank you. So now we're talking about her again. We have, under the Article 2 of the Constitution, you have to be a natural-born citizen to be an American citizen. There was a time when people were saying that Barack Obama was born in Kenya or some other place. He wasn't born in this country. And they had all kinds of birth certificate issues. Okay, that went away. Those were called birthers. You know, there's truthers. This is a birther. That went away. Sean, it's coming back. It's almost as though people are upset with Obama because they think maybe he might have helped to lose the election. I don't think it's his fault, but he has lost whatever protection he had. He's forgot. They're talking about stuff now, and they're into this thing about Michelle, the same way they're after Macron's wife. Have you seen this one? What is
Candace Owens? Yeah.
Yes, they call it transvestigation. Have you heard this? And it goes back. Let me tell you what's funny about this. There are some people who are absolutely positively female, but they might not have been very attractive. For example, Eleanor Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt's wife. Somebody was suggesting they saw an old picture of her, and she looked like a Buick. I mean, she was a dog, but she was a woman. But anyway, so now we're into this. What I'm saying to you, through this circuitous, rambling, psychotic fugue that I'm extravasating, not very limpidly, discursively, elliptically. Since Trump was elected, all bets are off. We're talking about everything. We're talking about everything. We're talking about anything you want to talk about. I think that Michelle Obama's a Martian. Come on in, sit down. I think that Brigitte Macron is a cyborg Venusian. Come on in. I think that COVID was caused by, come on, we're going after 9/11. I'm telling you, have you noticed this? All of a sudden, it's like they're so worried to appear not restrictive. Everything is coming out. I cannot wait till we get to 9/11. I cannot wait till we get to JFK and RFK. I cannot wait till we get into geoengineering, what you might call chemtrails, spraying. That's the one that I cannot wait until we do this. Sean, something has happened. And they thought this Epstein thing was over with. Oh, it's not. And knowing President Trump, you got to understand something. He's a genius. He does these things that you think are crazy until you say, wait a minute, hold it. Who is, the member of
who is the cargo strip, like magician that has members of the ruling class under her spell?
You got it's me there. It's almost like a rest.
It's a bit cryptic, huh? Professor Hamamoto. Can you elaborate, please? And we don't need a semicolon mid-word just to throw our brains off.
Right. Thank you, Deb Kemp. Oh, by the way, if you ever want to get into something, have you ever heard of René Pujol Lefartiste? Have you ever heard about him? L'Epidomane? Have you ever heard about him?
What's his thing?
Well, look up his name, Pujol, P-U-J-O-L. He was in the Moulin Rouge, and they called him Le Fartiste. He could inhale, swallow large volumes of air, and famous Moulin Rouge, one of the most, just look it up. It's nothing to do with what's going on right now, but I'm saying just in terms, that's the one I would have in my court jester. But let me go back to what I'm saying. Trump is doing things right now where what you would have thought was absolutely verboten now is okay. Who would be the people? Ask yourself, who would be the people that President Trump let me rephrase this. If he were to help with the revelation of this, would it help him or hurt him? Let me explain to you what they did to my president. They tried to vaporize him. He has this thing on his ear. It's a piece of like tough skin where a round went through and actually took people out. Do you know what that does to you? I don't know if he has PTSD. I don't know. You'll definitely hear a ringing in your ear for a long time. It does something. It really does something. They did this now, and he figures, I'm at the end of my trajectory. I'm on the back nine. I'm 78, and I want to mix this up. I want to say, okay, Obama, okay, guess what? You're not going to believe what I do. I may not be able to hurt you, but everything that you would not want to be revealed, it's getting revealed. I'm going to leave this. DC is going to be like on, people are going to be running on screaming, no, not everything. Oh, yeah. Big Mike, this one, Macron, you were born in Kenya, this, UFOs, JFK, this, Eleanor Roosevelt was a Martian, you name it. Have a nice day. I'm out of here.
But Lionel, doesn't that come at a price? Because if he's going further than JFK, won't they still try to unalive him?
No, it doesn't matter. They're trying to do it no matter what he does. They're not making a deal with him. He can't appease these people. He says, okay, I'll be good. He's like, oh, no, no. I'm going all out. They tried to unalive him three times. You forget this. There were three conspiracies. One guy they found in Mar-a-Lago, this guy had his rifle on the, I mean, they were ready to go. He says, you people don't get it. I'm going to, you know, there was a movie years ago. I forget what it was, but the fellow says, I'm not going to unalive you. I'm going to unalive something you love. And what he's going to do is, I'm going to take your secrets and I just may have them out. You know what? I may just have some, some Hunter Biden laptop stuff. Get out. Real bad stuff. There's some things that you never want to see. Some things that you just, once you see them, like we say in trial law, you can't unring the bell. And I'm going to show, and it's going to come from some, and I won't know where it is. I won't know where it is. And the thing is that I've got these people, Kash Patel, Don Bongino, Pete Hegseth. These people are not used to the usual, I work in Washington, and I wear a suit, and I watch what I say. No, these people are crazy. They're out of their minds. You should see, I was watching today, we had a Carolyn Leavitt. She is the president, she is the press secretary. So you know what she did? She goes into this, she says, you know, for a long time, whenever we would have a press secretary, you had the White House correspondents. And you would pick who asks the question. Well, guess what? There's a new sheriff in town. We want podcasters, bloggers. You come in. And they're saying, what? Elon Musk is doing stuff they don't know what the hell to do. Elon Musk is asking people, listen to this. You've got to send in, tell me five things you did. Did you hear about this? Everybody who works in the federal government has to send in an email to this and tell me five things you did. Now, why is that important? Not because we care what you did, but there's a lot of people who don't even exist. We have Social Security. That's like our pensioners. Elon Musk brought in these people. There's like these young people. They're like geniuses. They're nerds. They found out that there were some people receiving Social Security pensions who were, get this, 140 years old. That's pretty good. So he says, we're going to put an end to this stuff. Gets even better. We had something called USAID. This is the best story of them all. There was something called USAID. And it seemed like this aid. We're so stupid. Band-Aid. Farm Aid, you know, lemonade. It sounds innocuous. Okay, well, that's the name of it. There was a woman, well, I'm not going to go with the name, doesn't matter. They were spending $37, $40, $50 billion. There may be $1 trillion. And so all of a sudden, we realized people like, for example, and I don't know if I can prove this, but I wouldn't be surprised if somebody like Robert De Niro, who hasn't had a hit since the late 30s, all right? This guy comes out and he's tearing after Trump. Why is that? Do you remember the case of Moby? You know who Moby is? You know, I think we talked about this. Moby, the rocker or whatever. In 2016 or 2017, the CIA, our MI6, went to him and said, can we have your social media account? We'll pay you, but I don't know. Because we want to use this. Rob Reiner, the actor, you're going to find out that Hollywood was basically propped up by this money, this slush fund that created, paid everybody. There are people you've never heard of. So Elon Musk, the weird guy with the, you know, he said, I know how to do this. And the deep state, the shadow government, and by the way, this goes beyond just the United States. It goes everywhere. They are, you know, wanting bricks. They are thinking, oh no. We have here locally, we have all of a sudden major news networks going out. MSDNC, as we call it, the Rachel Maddow. They're firing everybody. Why? There's no money. They never made any money. There are actors and actresses. You want me to go down the list? Who are living in mansions? They haven't had a hit ever. Why? Because the level of this evil, this deep state, this shadow government, they don't necessarily just go after the defense. They go after music, opinion, art, promoting things, all of the shows, BAFTA, the Academy Awards. We have every 2 days, we have a new one. We have the Golden Globes, the SAG-AFTRA Awards. We've got the Academy Awards, the Tonys, the Emmys, the this. The other night we had Jane Fonda come out, who is out of her tree spewing some kind of whatever. And I'm wondering, who are these people? Let me ask you a question. Do you know anybody who has any trans kids? I'll save you the time. No. Do you know any trans people? No. But in Hollywood, there's 50 of them. Now, how about that? The odds of that. Go down the list. You've got, you could spend your time. Just look up how many people from. Now, how is it that there happens to be this group of people that happens to have, and by the way, Cher's son or daughter, Chaz, was legit. This was OG. This was years ago, the first one ever. But how is it? What if I told you, well, let me rephrase this. Would you be surprised if these people talk about this Faustian deal that said, I will give you permanent riches, fame, you name it, but you've got to give me your child. Give me your child. One, grow his hair long, converts, trans, just one. Just, I'm building up, because look at how many people, how many, go down the list. You spend your, it's just incredible. The odds of having a population where you have 71% or whatever it is, these people are so sick. This is almost Luciferian. It's almost Satanism. I want your children. I will give you. This is Robert Johnson. This is a crossroads. I'll give you everything you want. You have no career. Give me your child. Give me your child. That's all. And then I'm going to, and why? It doesn't matter why. I'm just going to do this. And then we're going to start doing, and I want you to go out. I want you to promote this and promote trans this. Okay, fine. Whatever. Because if it, now watch what happens now that, and remember, Trump is finding out this is all getting shut down. Watch what happens to Hollywood. Watch what happens to budgets. Watch what happens to music and concerts and people. Watch what happens, these supposed billionaires. Do you really think that Taylor Swift, for example, is a billionaire? I don't. That word's tough. A billionaire? No. Do you think Kim Kardashian? No. Do you think people? No. Who are these people? Do you think that this Selena Gomez is a billionaire? No. No. What do they want? What do they do? Watch what happens when all of a sudden it's over with. And then you'll see, put it this way. It's like when you know how trees have roots. And if all of a sudden you and I take an axe and we chop this root and this tree over there dies, it goes, that must have been connected to that root. Well, that's what this is. Let me dry up this fund. Let me go around the rest of the world. Hey, UK. Hey, Britain. Hey, Scotland. Hey, Wales. You want to find out? Do you have any of your money? Yeah. Let's start this. Elon will show you how to do it. And then you find out sports teams, football clubs, musical. You don't know what it's been artificially supporting. Because here's the deal. If you and I can sit back and I can say, tell me how much money you want. I'll create it. We have a Federal Reserve. We'll just print it. What do you want? I'll do it. 50 billion? We don't even know. Billion, trillion, it doesn't matter. What do you want to do? Well, I think I want to, let's do sports. Let's put our fingerprint. Let's have men destroying women's sports. Hey, that's good. I've got, what else do you want to do? Let's do climate change. Let's do militant climate change. Okay, looks good. What else do you want to do? Let's do, and we'll just start thinking. And I'll get, and we'll sit back like wagging the dog, and we'll say, you're not going to believe this. I've got one for you. What is it, Atwood? You're going to believe this. Nuke the whales. Oh, come on. Watch this. Nuke the whales. I want to see if I can do it. Because I'm bored. I've got men and women sports. I've destroyed everything. I've got people to, I can say whatever I want. Do you know how much fun they had during COVID? Oh, that was, they sat back and said, you're not going to believe this. Oh, no, they're going to wear masks. No, they're not. Yeah, they are. That's me. I did that.
Lionel, all this money that's gone to these 200 to 300 year old people, where has it actually gone? And will it ever come back?
No. No, no, we put it this way. It's like nobody has ever even bothered to check. It just nobody's ever thought to say, can we see where this is? Oh, shut up. I've got one for you. I know. I don't know how you do your elections in your country, but in my country, here's what you do. You get this thing called an absentee ballot. And let's say, for example, you're sitting there at the supervisor of elections office and this ballot comes in and it says 123 Main Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I vote for Sean Atwood. Okay, I put it here. There's one vote for you. And somebody says, excuse me, yes, may I see that? This address, 123, do you have anything? My God, there's 10,000 people who live at 123 Main Street. And not only that, Sean Atwood, 50 people named Sean Atwood, one of them who's 140, they never had an audit. I'm going to go one step further. We have a place here called Fort Knox. This is where our gold is. You ready? They've never done an audit since 1974.
Didn't Germany request their gold back and they only got 40% of it? And then they stopped complaining. Like it was just, they were up in arms and then they were just, someone got paid off. Okay.
It's also hypothecated where it's pledged. They don't know. How is it that this happens? You don't understand something. When Donald Trump was elected, it hit the fan. Everything, it's like I just hit this root and all these trees died. It's like, oh my God. And he's having the time of his life. Did you see when J.D. Vance told Europe? Let me tell you something. We're tired of paying for you people and you're not grateful. Screw you and NATO. We're out of here. You can't say that. Let me say it again. Yesterday, Trump met with Macron and Trump grabs the way he shakes your hand. Pulls you like this, and you know, this guy, he's probably got into enough fights with his wife, you know, those real tough. Anyway, Macron grabbed Trump by the arm. Trump looked at him like, you've got 1 second to let go of me. I mean, Trump is like, he's an animal. Anyway, they're going to tell Pam Bondi, put the thing out. What is it? Put it out. Send them out. Put the pictures out. Let them go. Let them worry about it. And then he's going to say, I'm just going to do it. And then JFK and RFK and MLK and any kind of case or I'm going to have fun. I'm going to cut all this money up. I'm going to leave. And the world is never going to be the same. The EU, Starmer, he's going to show up. Wait till you see that one. Oh, dear God. And now with the Pope. The Pope's not, that's another story.
Starmer's trying to double down on Ukraine now that Trump's trying to stop it. Starmer's trying to increase it.
Oh, well, Zelensky said, am I going to be okay? We'll worry about you later. He's even saying, and I want your mineral rights. Okay. Yes. Take them.
He's going to end up on the run, isn't he, Zelensky?
Well, as we say here in the South, don't buy the green bananas. You know what I mean? I would double down on security. And don't forget, too, Gonzalo Lira. Never forget that name. Never forget that man, what they did to him. Never forget. They should name a building or something. This man in my country, they could have picked up the phone and said, Zell, don't touch him. Send him, arrest him, rough him up a little bit. Send him back here. Don't touch him. No, they wanted to teach him a lesson. And they did. I'll never forget that. So anyway, yeah, friends.
They taught General Noriega a lesson as well, didn't they?
They sure did. Cara de piña, pineapple face. Poor guy. Yes. This is...
Are you done, or did you want to... All right, my friend.
Was this your best one ever? Wasn't this great?
Yeah, solid, really solid. You've got a load of questions unanswered. Do you want to just come back for them, or do you want to do a few questions?
I'll do a few questions. Go ahead, quickly. Let's go through them.
All right. Let's see. Where do we go? Does anyone know the Vatican group? Satidira or Saldia, something like that. So the Vatican has got a bunch of different secret services and armies and stuff like that. We had a guy come on out of Canada who broke all that down once. We'll have to get him back on. All right.
The Vatican is another story, my friend.
Seeing that there was an attempt on his life, was this then important for Trump to release all the files?
Absolutely. But not only that, after what he went through, remember, he sat there. He had the 2020 election completely stolen from him. And then, different. He is out of control. I'm telling you. This is going to be the revolution because this is a guy. Remember, Trump never ran for anything in his life but president. He wanted to be in TV. So he does a show called The Apprentice. Number one for 16 years. Billionaire. He says, okay, what are we going to do? And they say, this guy's crazy. No, he's not. And they love him. They love him. We have here... Black people, gay people, we have, I don't know if you know, the Amish. These people in Pennsylvania walking around, they're in buggies with their hat, and they're living like in the 1500s. They love him. He is loved by everybody. And the radical left,
or whatever they are,
they don't know what to do. It's beautiful.
What's the score with Leslie Wexner?
What's the score? This one says Wiener.
Wexner. They mean Wexner.
Well, for some reason, I don't know. There's just no mention. There's no talk. There's no nothing. I don't know. Don't you think he'd be...
Do you think the 9/11 info will be released as well? The real info?
Well, you know what we'll do? As long as we do this... there has to be the facts. Just let the facts of the case. let Muhammad Atta's, you know, passport that somehow withstood the fire. I mean, things like that. Hani Hanjour, how we knew the name of the, how they flew into the side of the Pentagon, how Flight 93 in Shanksville, there's no plane there, how Building 7 at 5:20 p.m., not hit by anything, fell in free fall speed. Building 7, nobody even knows about that. How come, did you know that on 9/11, there was about 30 or 40 active war games that were going on dealing with hijacked planes, Operation Global Warrior. Isn't it funny? On that day, lo and behold, how about when Dick Cheney was told by Norman Mineta, the transportation, there's a plane coming in. Should we take him out? Stand down. He goes, no, there's a plane coming in. Dick Cheney, stand down. I mean, what do you want? This is what, and if you go back, listen to what Donald Trump said about the, what am I saying? Listen to what he said about either the buildings falling or something. He says, look, I know about buildings and I know. So anyway, it's fantastic.
Question from Anne. What about the fact there are pictures of Trump and Epstein? Does that change everything for Bondi and Patel?
There are thousands of pictures of Epstein with everyone. He had dinner parties here. There's everybody in news. There were Stephen Hawking, or I don't know who. He loved scientists. He loved a picture. Sure. This doesn't mean anything. Trump has pictures with everybody ever.
So Professor Hamamoto added a little bit. He said, Cagliostro, Rasputin, Michelle Obama.
See, you get these. I get these things too. Sometimes these codes, these coded messages. I don't know what they mean. They'll give you 73.
Professor, I'm going to send you an email after this. We're going to have to get you on. But you've answered all the questions, Lionel. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much, my friend. Have a great and glorious day.
See you soon.
And please, one more thing. Follow my wife, Lynn's Warriors, on YouTube. We just did an incredibly important video. Please watch it. Lynn's Warriors on YouTube. Thank you, my friend. All the best.
See you soon, my friend. Cheerio. All of Lionel and his wife's links are in the description box, folks. Please support his work. I'm definitely sending Professor Hamamoto an email. Put a one in the chat if you would like to see Professor Hamamoto on ASAP. Not tonight, I mean, but in the next few days, or you know, at the weekend or something. Put a two if Professor Hamamoto can bog off. Tomorrow night we have got a grooming gang survivor coming on. It's a harrowing story. She was a survivor of at least 70 R-worders, 70 men. Graphic content warning. That's 8 p.m. tomorrow. Tommy Scoville is on Thursday night with his Hollywood Exposed. Friday night we have got Ron, I believe, Surviving Life, and he's doing his daily shows. And I just got an email from Jay Dyer saying, there's Professor Hamamoto saying, when are you, what evening? I'll do it by email, Professor. What would you like to talk about, Professor Hamamoto? Think about that. Am I okay? I look tired. It is the baby sleep, isn't it? 1 minute he's asleep, 1 minute he's awake. It does. It is the joy of my life, but it does worry you the hell out. Having a baby is not for wimps, folks. Jay Dyer coming on to talk about the Pope, USAID, Fort Knox, Hollywood. We've not had Jay on for a few months and he's just agreed to. So I will keep you posted about that. Let's see if Hamamoto's put anything else in the chat. So there's the Epstein Black Book, which was actually Glenn Maxwell's Black Book. And then there's the Epstein client list. They're not completely mutually exclusive. There's overlap, but it's obviously going to be presented in a different way by Pam Bondi when it comes out. And will the untouchable class be touched? People like Clinton, etc. Well, You know, these are conduits for the deep state, and it was the deep state that tried to whack Trump. So Trump's just going full on, isn't he? And, you know, the thing Lionel touched on was that the coming to Europe, Vance, and the way he's talking to the European leaders here, their heads are spinning here because they've all been up the Biden family's posterior for years and the other dynasty crime families before that. On the globalist page, now it's all suddenly reversing in front of their eyes, and it'll be interesting to see what this new German government, what they put into play as well. See if they go down complete Trump road, or if it's they're hoodwinking us and still going to be going down the globalist road. All right, so I'm going to be back at 8 with the Survivor tomorrow. Yeah, we've had Nick Bryant on. I've been on his channel, and he published a black book, which became called Epstein's Black Book, but it was actually Glenn's contacts. Epstein had the money. Glenn had the contacts. So hope to see some of you tomorrow at 8 when we've got our Grooming Gang Survivor on. And just graphic content warning, folks. And see all y'all then. Cheerio. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Thank you for all your questions. We love Lionel. Support his links. Take care, guys.